This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he wants Coloradans to remain vigilant about preventing the spread of COVID-19 as more restrictions are relaxed this week under the current safer at home order.
This is a tricky virus. Almost half the people who get it, if not more, might not even have any symptoms. And they're contagious and they don't even know they have it.
Polis wants to increase testing for asymptomatic workers, especially ones who work with elderly people. The latest update, 851 people have died from COVID-19 in Colorado. Officials say a ban on camping in state parks and wildlife areas is still in place until further notice. It was supposed to end today, but officials are working on a new timeline for reopening camping areas. Senators are back on Capitol Hill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Confirmations and hearings are on the agenda this week as senators, including Colorado's Michael Bennett and Cory Gardner, travel back to the coronavirus hotspot of Washington, D.C. The chamber is expected to vote on a handful of nominations, as well as hold confirmation hearings for the nominee to be the next director of national intelligence and a controversial judicial nominee, a protege of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Senate's focus on day-to-day work highlights the lack of progress on a fourth coronavirus package. Negotiations on that are expected to continue this week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Trump administration keeps saying that the coronavirus may have come from a lab in Wuhan, China, but the intelligence community has yet to reach such a conclusion. Then, also coming up, new safety measures are going into place in U.S. auto plants that are reopening, but some workers are anxious about the risk of an outbreak. We'll have both of those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. And also coming up, lots of people who are curious if they've ever had COVID-19 or paying for tests to find out. Well, CPR's Andrea Dukakis was curious, so she got a test and also spoke with doctors about what we can really find out. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Also, keep in mind that you can stream CPR News wherever you want just using your voice. Tell your smart speaker, play CPR News. 67 in Denver, 52 in Vail, 72 degrees for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.